Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, here on IB English Radio. So obviously I've chosen a slightly long title, and it's a very sort of heavy title in a sense. Obviously I'm talking about the month of Ramadan. In particular, I'm focusing on fasting, and I just want to talk a little bit about some of the deeper effects. So not necessarily fasting itself, as in what that does to the body. It's not about that. It's more about the actual act, looking at it as an act, which is a rite that we perform for Allah, and what sort of effect that has on us. So as a background to this, I would say that so obviously we know that through all our religious practices, something such as an inner sense, an inner feeling of responsibility grows. And this is something that, you know, to some extent, you might say, also distinguishes us to some very much from, I would say, from people who have no faith, for example, and maybe even from people of certain some other religions. Because obviously this inner sense of duty, of responsibility is something that is, you know, it's really, it's almost obligated for us that we develop something like this so that we, you know, we don't need to be told the whole time, oh, this is haram, this is haram, that's halal, we can do this, don't do that, avoid this, purify yourself by doing such and such. You know, we internalize that. And, you know, when I say we internalize it, it's not as if some of these things are strange to us, because all of us, every single human being, even non-Muslim, we're all born in the fitrah. So this sort of, in a sense, is just confirming, affirming that original humanity, which we're all born with, that fitrah, which is given to us by Allah and to every single human being. Welcome back. This is A to Z and IB English Radio, and I'm talking about to what extent the rituals that we perform, especially during the month of Ramadan, such as fasting, are in a sense a duty towards the unknown. Now, obviously, when I'm talking about this duty we have, there's also a way we can distinguish between sort of rituals we have, such as praying. For example, if we're praying congregation, you know, that obviously is a public duty, and obviously obviously for men it is of even more importance to pray in congregation. Women also derive great rewards from praying in congregation, although in a sense the duty is a slightly lower. But so there's one thing, but obviously you can imagine to yourself, when we're doing something, a ritual that is also public, so not secret or private, you know, it's easy for other motives to creep in, such as, okay, I'm doing this, so I should do it in a particular way, or, you know, there may be some self-interest creeps in. But the beautiful thing about rites that are called secretive, and fasting is one of these in a sense, these are said to be really good for training our inner feeling of responsibility. Because, you know, when we're fasting, you know, obviously when we're walking around, going by our daily business, you know, we've had the suhoor in the morning, and then obviously we go to uni, or we're at home looking after kids, so we go to the workplace. And it's not as if we walk around with a sign on us saying, look, I'm fasting. So it's not really a sort of public thing. It's private. It's inside us. We know that we're fasting. But and this is quite special, because obviously this does give us a greater likelihood that we can actually develop this inner sense of responsibility. And obviously this goes a little bit towards our sort of in tandem with your purity of intention, because if we can get rid of the self-interest in some of these special rites, then they're even more valuable. So inshallah, this is just another way of looking at fasting in particular, or any other rites of worship, especially private ones. And so inshallah, you gain some insights, and inshallah, you also tune in to another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.